Greetings, everyone. All those who are here today, just like to say thank you for being here again. All those, again, I sound like a broken record every Sunday when I say that. I know I say the same thing, but I don't know how else to say it, except to just say thank you for being here. And all those who are online, thank you for joining with us. And before we go any further, I'd just like to pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord God in heaven, we give you this day today now, Lord God, as we again step out in faith. Again, Lord God, step out in faith and go by what you dictate, by your word, by your spirit. Oh, Lord God, covered by the blood, we give you all the praise, glory, honor, and thanks, Lord God, for what you're doing in the hearts of every man, woman, and child, oh, Lord God, today. Asking for your unction, for your spirit. Asking for your anointing, oh Lord God, for your anointing touch, oh God, today. In the hearts of every mind, every eye, every ear, every heart, that they could see and hear with understanding, oh Lord God, that they could read and know and be convicted and convinced of sin, Lord God, to know that there is a better way. Thank you, Lord God, for your leading, guiding, and direction now. Oh, we give you all the praise and the glory because, Lord God, that's why we're here. We thank you, Jesus, as we humble ourselves today, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
There is no other way.
Thank you, God.
Giving you all the praise under the blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Oh, praise God. Well, how was your week? I know it's been a good week, but a trying week. Amen. But the Lord is always there to point the way. Always there as we wait on Him. As we wait on Him. Amen. Well, why don't we go to a song here in the chorus, or in the hymn book called "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus," 135. 135 in the hymnal. We could go there.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Shirley, can we hang on just one second here?
Sure.
While I grab my eye here.
Praise God. Just in case I need it. Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing cleansing blood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. I'm trusting Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus. Jesus, simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I move Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that Thou art with me, to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Thee, how I prove it o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Praise God in heaven. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord God. Praise Your name, Lord God in heaven. Praise Your name, Lord God in heaven.
Thank You,
Jesus.
Thank You, God.
Oh, it's wonderful to hear voices sing praises to God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God in heaven for that.
Oh, praise You, God.
Praise God. Glory to God. Oh, there's another song here that's a wonderful, wonderful song. Melody for the heart to sing, that wonderful piece in 247. 247 in the hymn book. And I know that there can be no peace outside of Jesus. I know the world clamors for peace in the deadness of their sin. But there can be no peace without the cleansing blood.
Praise You, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank You, God.
Why don't we sing that? Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight rose a melody sweeter than song. In celestial-like strains it unceasingly falls o'er my soul like an infinite calm. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above, swinging over my spirit forever. I pray in fathomless billows of love. What a treasure I have in this wonderful peace, buried deep in the heart of my soul. So secure with no power can mine it away, while the years of eternity roll. Wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above, sweep over my spirit forever. I pray in fathomless billows of love. I am resting tonight in this wonderful peace, resting sweetly in Jesus' control. For I'm kept in the danger by night and by day, and His glory is flooding my soul.
I pray in fathomless billows of love. Let me think when I rise to that city of peace, where the end peace I shall see. That would strain of a song which the ransom will sing, in that heavenly kingdom shall be. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. Ah, son, are you here without comfort and rest, marching down the rough pathway of time? Make Jesus your friend ere the shadows grow dark, or accept the sweet peace so sublime. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God.
Oh, Lord God. Why don't we go to now to in the chorus book? Oh, the blood of Jesus, number 45. If we could sing that. Oh, the blood of Jesus. 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 It washes white as snow. And there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Oh, there's power in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. And there's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. Oh, there's healing in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. And there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Oh, there's power in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. And there's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. Oh, there's healing in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Praise God in heaven. Thank you, Lord God, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Dear God in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Oh, praise you, Lord. Thank you.
Glory to your name, Lord.
Praise your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Oh, let's sing that song, Have Faith in God, number 39. Number 39 in the chorus. For deliverance, have faith in God. Oh, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God for deliverance. Faith in God. Oh, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God for deliverance. Have faith in God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God in heaven. Thank you, Jesus, oh Lord God, for your what you're doing in the hearts of every man, oh Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, oh Lord God. We could go to 106. 106. He is my everything. He is my everything. Is He everything for you today? Is He everything so that there can be no sin in your life remaining? So that you look at sin as a putrefying sore that needs to go? Amen. He is my all. He is my everything, both great and small. He gave His life for me, made everything new. He is my everything. Now how about you? He is my everything. He is my all. He is my everything. Both great and small. He gave His life for me. Made everything new. He is my everything. Now how about you? He is my everything.
He is my all. He is my everything, both great and small. He gave his life for me, made everything new. He is my everything. Now, how about you?
Praise God in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Oh, don't be afraid to raise your hands and clap your hands and give glory to God. Amen. Don't be afraid. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That chases the devil away when we praise God. Amen. That chases the minions of evil away from your heart. Oh, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Why don't we sing one more today? 111, I shall know him. 111, right down below. I shall know him. You know, and many people walk about today with a false identity of who Christ is. They walk around with a false sense of their own life, thinking they're saved when they're not.
Oh, dear Lord, God.
Oh, how we need to be all redeemed.
Amen. Praise you, Jesus.
Every day. Let's sing that song, I Shall Know Him. I shall know him, I shall know him, as redeemed by his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the touch of the nail prints in his hands. I shall know him, I shall know him, and redeemed by his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the touch of the nail prints in his hands. How can that be, you ask? Well, it's by the blood of Christ. That's how you're redeemed. Amen. Why don't we sing that again? I shall know him, I shall know him, as redeemed by his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the touch of the nail prints in his hand. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God in heaven. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord God.
Oh, praise you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise you, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Lord God, why don't we take up our tithes and offerings? But do I tell you, I feel like I could sing another 3-4 songs, don't you?
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen. Anybody have anything that they want to share? Testimony? A word of encouragement, edification, comfort, exhortation? Please feel free to raise your hand. I just want to say, give thanks to the Lord for all that He's doing now going forward. Not so much always looking back, but what is the Lord doing now? And I am so thankful for what He has done in the past for me, delivered me from sin, death, and hell. But I'm so thankful that there is a place in heaven awaiting for me.
Praise
that He's building a mansion for me. What about you? I know that all those who are redeemed have something to be thankful for, have something to look forward to going forward. But without that shed blood, we can do nothing at all. There is no hope. There is no cure without the shed blood. So we thank God for what He has done and what He's going to do. Oh Lord God in heaven, thank You for the tithes, gifts, and offerings. Lord God, that we would continue to be good stewards of what You give to this church, to this ministry. Oh Lord, to put it in the hands, oh Lord God, of Your Spirit, to be used as You deem and as You see fit to further the gospel of the kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise You, Jesus. Thank You, God.
I don't know what to call the message today. I'm just going to call it Finding the Old Path. How's that? I want to just say, Finding the Old Path. Years ago, I was in a very tough situation. Years ago. You see, years ago, I had a trouble in my life. The trouble I had was with the flesh and sin. I had trouble with the flesh. I had trouble with temptation. I had trouble with sin in my life. And God had to bring me through a purging time in my life. He had to bring me through a time of great purging, so that I could see myself. There was no hope in my life until I could see who I was and what I was doing. And like myself, so it is with so many. Until the Lord brings us face to face with ourselves, until the Lord causes us to look in the mirror, all 10 fingers are pointing at me. Unless the Lord causes conviction in our hearts, we can never have the hope of salvation.
Amen.
Because we will never be able to see ourselves, to cry out and see what sin does in our lives. To cry out for God's mercy, for the blood, to cleanse us, to redeem us. To cry out
for God's help in the time of need. Amen. Out in the mountains up there in New Mexico, as I was up there, trapped, no car, no money, no way of escape. But I was forced to look at myself. As I looked out towards the road, as they put this burden, this heavy load on me to do out there in the mountains at work, with just a handbag of a few belongings that I had from with me that I brought in from the valley of El Paso, near Barino. All I could do was lament for my past. As I looked towards the road and I watched these cars drive by in freedom, I felt trapped in the prison house of sin. And I cried to the Lord. I cried out in anguish.
Hallelujah.
I said, Lord, what did I do now? How did I get myself into this fix, into this mess? Thinking I was going to serve God. Thinking I was going to do Him a favor. Thinking I was going to put balm over my soul for doing good works. When all along, the stink and putrefying sin rose up in my own life. And I had to look at myself. Look in the mirror. Look at the fix that I was in. Look at my situation. And I cried out to God as I began to dig away with that hand shovel. That work they gave me to do. To dig that plot. And what was that plot? That fallow ground. That hardness of heart. That fallow ground. As the Lord began to show me. As I was digging up that hard ground up in the mountains, I began to see myself. I began to see who Tim Sanger really was. A hypocrite. I began to see who I really was in the mirror. A nobody. I began to see that I was just a nobody with nothing. Nothing to look forward to. Nothing in my life to give anybody. But the ulcer of sin. The derivatives that come from sin. Anger. Wicked words. Towards people. And how that had to go. Sin is a disease. It causes trouble in people's lives. And so it was in the lives of Israel. So it was and back in those days. I don't have anything here but my Bible today.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
The Word of God. This is the Bible I used when I was in the mountains, when I started to seek the Lord.
Oh, Lord.
The Word of God.
Praise
the King James Bible.
Praise you, Lord.
As He opened the word to my heart, all I could do was bow my head in shame for my past. I'm just going to ask if we could go to Jeremiah chapter 5 today. Jeremiah Chapter 5. Here it says, in verse 1 of Jeremiah, chapter 5, Israel at this time was engrossed in great apostasy, great sin. There was no goodness, soundness in their minds and hearts, lives. Their hearts were swollen with pride. They were filled with the sores of sin. Putrefying, sick, death-filled sin in their lives. What does it say here? Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem. And see now, isn't the Lord kind? Isn't the Lord kind in our lives, so merciful to give these people a chance and an opportunity to go, look, 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 see if there's anyone in your city so that I can forgive your sins. Seek in the broad places thereof. If ye can find a man, if there be any that executeth judgment and seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it. If there is anywhere in this country we have a problem with sin. And though they say the Lord liveth, surely they swear falsely. Oh, they sit there in these temples of righteousness, don't they? Temples of self-righteousness. Oh, the Lord liveth. With vain glory words, and they tell people. You got churches today who, if a person is sick with sin, if they're afflicted with sin, they'll pronounce peace over them and tell them everything is okay. Just raise your hand. You said a prayer 15 years ago. You're fine. This is what churches do today. All about gain. Because they're greedy for gain. Aren't they?
Amen.
Yes, they want your money. But they're manslayers too. That will destroy your soul forever. You have people walking the streets in this country right now by the millions, thinking they're okay when they're not okay. Thinking they're saved when they're lost, dead, dying, going to hell. Oh Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them. But they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. Oh, you have churches today now, leaders of churches, people in churches. Though they're consumed with grief, though they have sin in their life that tells the tale on their faces, in their hearts, they walk about, but they live in a lie, aren't they? They're living a lie. Preachers are living a lie. They have these games that they play in churches today. They play with men's souls. And all the while, people are looking for gain, looking to get rich. Pastors and preachers, priests who want to be seen and heard, they want big cars. They want comfortable homes. They want a lot of money. They want people to respect them. And people give it to them. Because they love to have it so. People climb in bed with their sin. They climb in bed with that reproach. God afflicts them, convicts them, but they don't regard it. They say, all is okay, and they swear falsely. In the temples of self-righteousness, don't they? All is okay. God forgives sin. But you see, until we come face to face, until we bewail and see the wickedness of the sin that causes that detrimental life that we live to be rotted out, to be consumed, awaiting only hellfire, until we come face to face with ourselves, how will we ever think that we can live in the light, to live above reproach, to walk with a clear conscience, to truly have a witness in our lives? But people say, but God forgives sin. Yes, but have you repented of it?
Amen.
Have you repented?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it goes on to say in verse 4, therefore I said, surely these are poor. They are foolish. For they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. They tell you that, like the Pope said recently, in these wolf sheep's clothing, the Pope said, who am I to judge sin? Who am I to judge homosexuality? That's right, Pope. Who are you? Who are you to judge anything when you're in it yourself? The Pope himself is as wicked as the vile, most vile, wicked creature on earth. There's no righteousness in the Pope any more than there is in that stump over there. In that dead tree stump over there, yonder. Nothing. Nothing right about the Pope. Nothing right about the Catholic Church. So it is. Nothing right about those that walk about thinking they're righteous when they're not. I will get me unto the great men. This is the Lord speaking. I will get me unto the great men and will speak unto them. For they have known the way of the Lord and the judgment of their God. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bonds. In other words, those bonds are straps that hold together. For example, if you're carrying a backpack, the straps are broken asunder, the bonds. They're torn away. Wherefore, a lion out of the forest shall slay them. Oh, they were bold in their sin, weren't they? But the Lord is going to use the boldness of a lion to slay them. And a wolf of the evening shall spoil them. Oh, yes. Those wolves who dress up in cloaks will come and shake your hand with a dagger in the other, and the people will receive it. They received a lie, they'll receive that death just as well. That death to the soul. A leopard shall watch over their cities. Oh, yes. A leopard meaning swift. They were swift with their feet to sin, weren't they?
a leopard will be swift to capture there, to ensnare them. Everyone that goeth out then shall be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many, and their backslidings are increased. They'll be taken away. There is no time to play games. There is no time to be sinning today. There is no time left. The time has come. Because the Lord said, today is the day of salvation. He didn't call us to live lavishly in this life. He called us to die. Did you know that? And death is a good thing. They that try to find their lives in this world will lose it. They that lose their lives for His sake will find it. Amen? Oh, praise God. How shall I pardon Thee for this? Thy children have forsaken Me and sworn by them that are no gods. How many people have gods in their house today? Those idols of worship? The TV? Oops. Oh. Shouldn't have said that. That wicked TV. Oh, I said it again. I'm sorry. I said it again. Slipped out. Look, I'm not pointing hands at anyone because I can be honest with you. Every person here, I can tell you, I love with my heart. Every person here. Every person I can look in the eye and tell you that I love you in Jesus' name. Did you know that? So don't be offended when I talk about TVs or whatever. I thank God there's a pulpit, not a bully pulpit now. Amen? Not a pulpit pimp looking for your money. Amen? But rather, a place where those that can come and feed upon the Word of God can also be warned, strengthened, encouraged, edified. Edified. Warned. Oh, praise God. It says here, how shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me and sworn by them that are no gods. When I have fed them to the full, they then committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops to the harlots' houses. The more God gave grace, the more they sin before God. But you see what the danger to that, because they're trampling on the grace of God. You see. There's a great danger to that. For they are fed, they were as fed horses in the morning. Everyone made after his neighbor's wife. You imagine that. How pathetic. How sick to go into a church and find that some preacher or some neighbor next to your wife or husband is eyeing them, committing adultery in their hearts for them, with them. This kind of stuff goes on all the time in churches. I'm not talking about the world. The world is going to do what they're going to do. The world is lost in sin already. We already know that. They're on that river to hell. That river, that flood
that flame that is sweeping them over the edge until they repent. The whole world is going. The whole world is out of control. The whole world is out of sorts. This world has lost control. There's no soundness in it anymore. That's why it is only by the grace of God that people are saved. And yet people here are trampling on the grace of God. Biting the hand that feeds them. Neighing after another person's wife. Committing adultery. Do you see the significance of that? God is against adultery. God sees adultery as an abomination. When people go after other gods, it's an abomination before God. You see, because God cannot behold sin. Because His eyes are holy. That's why His eyes are of fire. Because His eyes are holy. And fire burns sin, does it not? When God comes back, He's going to come back with wrath. And He's going to come back to judge sin with wrath. With fire in His eyes. Consuming sin. Consuming judgment in His hand. His right hand, that hand of power and strength. And that's why people should fear God. Fear Him who has the power and strength to cast your soul into heaven or hell. Amen? Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Oh. And shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Should it not be? I say yes, it should be. God says yes, it will be punished thoroughly. It will be brought through the threshing floor where every sin, every motive, everything will be weighed out. The threshing floor will separate the wheat from the chaff. Amen?
Amen.
Let's go to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1, 24. Therefore, saith the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, I will ease me of mine adversaries, it says here, and avenge me of mine enemies. You see, if you make yourself an enemy of God through sin, He's going to be your enemy. The Lord knows how to get rid of enemies. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, 63. Deuteronomy chapter 28, 63. Oh, Lord God, help us.
Amen.
And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good. Did you see that? To do you good. And to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you, to destroy you, and to bring you to naught. And ye shall be plucked from off the land, whither thou goest to possess it. When the Lord told Caleb to go into that land, to possess it, the Israelites, Joshua, Caleb, they understood what it meant. They understood to go into the land and possess it at once, to conquer those giants of sin. That's what the Lord was getting at. Those giants of sin in your life. And it goes on to say here, but many of them wouldn't, would they? Most of the spies that were in Israel, they said, we can't do it. We can't overcome. We can't overcome that sin in our life. They had no faith. And you could do nothing that without faith that pleases God. Amen? But it says in verse 64, Deuteronomy 28, and the Lord shall scatter thee among all the people, from the one end of the earth even to the other. And there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. Oh, that wood, hay, and stubble is going to be burned. Amen. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart. Oh, listen to this. Failing eyes and sorrow of mind. There'll be no peace and rest. Did you see that? It'll be a pining away of your soul. There's no peace and rest when you're pining away, is there? There's no peace and rest in sin, is there? And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee. Oh, it goes on to say in verse 66, thy life shall hang in doubt before thee. You imagine to hang in doubt? When I was in the mountains up there, my life hung in a balance. My life was hanging between life and death. I had to choose. What way was I going to go? And thou shalt fear, oh, day and night. And what do the devils do with you day and night? They torment your mind, don't they? They torment your soul. Why? Because there's no faith to believe. You're caught up in sin. You're caught up in doubt, worry, fear, fret. All these things torment the mind because your life is not made perfect in the love of Christ. But the sin issue always haunts in the back of the mind. Will always come back to haunt the life that they thought was okay. But one day it always catches up to you. One fine day, it will always catch up to that soul who have not repented from their sins. It will always catch up. And it goes on to say, and shalt have none assurance of thy life. There is no assurance, no peace, no joy, no victory. They pine away. They worry and they fear all the day long. They find excuses why they can't serve God, why they can't go to church, why they can't do this or that. They're going to find excuses, I guarantee you, the devil's going to make a way. The devil's going to make a way in the darkness where the Lord makes a way in the wilderness for light. The devil makes a way in the darkness, doesn't he? The devil opens doors of darkness while the Lord pries open the doors to give light to your soul, to give you life and health victory, hope, covered in the blood, to cover the guilt and shame of your life, of sin, death. In the morning, thou shalt say, would God it were even. And at even thou shalt say, would God it were morning. For the fear of thine heart, or what thou shalt fear. Did you see that? And for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see. In other words, those things that you put your faith in through fear will come upon you. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies, for bondmen and bondwomen. And no man shall buy you. That's a pretty terrible state of affair to be in, isn't it? Wow. That's looking at the soul. That's looking at yourself. When you can see yourself in that way and say, I am worthless. And you can say as Isaiah did, woe is me, I'm lost and undone. They were slaves to sin, weren't they? Slaves to sin. Harnessed by habits that defeated everything that they tried to do. Fractured by sin, defeated by it. Much like Samson. Oh, like Samson. To be that man who lusted, who was lured by lust. Who was defeated by lust. That sin habit that harnessed his life, shackled his feet to the grindstone. As he pushed that grind mill round and around and around. And around and around and around he went. Isn't that the way it is in our lives when we are slaves to sin? Isn't that the way it is in our lives when we were given over to sin, reprobate? Now thank God there's that balm of Gilead. Now thank God that there was a way out for Samson. Now thank God that there was also a time in Samson's life when he found that honey and he shared it from that carcass. What is that honey? That sweetness of God's Word found in the mysteries and the oracles of God's Word meant to be shared with others that they might grow and be fed. Amen. That's that honey. That honey that Samson found. But he threw it away. He was overcome. Oh, but by the mercy of God, there's that balm of Gilead, isn't there? The mercy of God. Go ye up upon her walls and destroy. But make not a full end. Oh, did you see the mercy of God? Make not a full end. He didn't make a full end of Samson, did he? God still had mercy on a tenth part of his life. A fraction of his life was kept. for God's use. And how good the Lord is. Go ye up upon her walls and destroy, but make not a full end. Take away her battlements, for they are not the Lord's. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously against me, saith the Lord. They have belied the Lord. In other words, what they're saying, what he's saying. They have made God out to be a liar. They have accused God falsely. Made him look bad. Colored him a different vein of color in the eyes of the world. Were a bad witness. Did you see that? A bad witness. They have belied the Lord and said, it is not he. Neither shall evil come upon us. Neither shall we see sword or famine. They were secure in their sins, so they thought, right? Isn't that what the deceitfulness of sin does? It deceives the heart into thinking and making you feel somehow, I'm going to get away with it. I can sin and I'm going to get away with it. I can do what I want and I'm going to get away with it. God's a merciful God. God's a loving God. What God would ever throw a person into an eternal hell and fire and damnation? What loving God would do such a thing? Oh, but the world is full of people that walk around thinking that. Full of people that walk around self-deceived. Thinking that somehow they're okay when they're not okay. And the prophet shall become wind, and the word is not in them. Thus shall it be done unto them. You sow the wind, you'll weep a whirlwind. I can tell you that those priests and prophets out there, those churches that preach that they do and talk about the Holy Ghost, say that it's okay. We can do this. We'll have our bingo party, and if we won't mention the keg of beer on the side, but if it's there, we just pretend it's not there. I can tell you the Holy Ghost is not in them. The Holy Ghost came to reprove sin.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
The Holy Ghost came to reprove the wickedness of sin in man. So that man could see himself and be redeemed, repent. That's the goodness of God.
Amen.
That's the balm of Gilead, the peace of Christ. Wherefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, because ye speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them. In other words, the Lord will send a man or woman among the people, and those words will consume them. The word of God is going to separate. Did you know that? The wheat from the chaff. It's going to prove to separate on that day too. Because we're going to be judged out of the word of God. Out of this book. Right here.
out of the words of God will be judged according to the words found written here. Lo, says here, I will bring a nation upon you from far, O house of Israel, saith the Lord. It is a mighty nation. It is an ancient nation. A nation whose language thou knowest not, neither understandest what they say. Their quiver is as an open sepulcher. They are all mighty men. In other words, these are going to be people that will devour, rip apart, rape, pillage, torture, torment. And they shall eat up thine harvest and thy bread. You think you have holes in your pocket now. You think you have holes in your pocket now from the government. You think you have holes in your pocket because of sin now. Wait till that happens. Wait till the enemy gets a grapple on that. There'll be nothing left. Nothing but shredded and torn waste. And there thy sons and thy daughters should eat. They shall eat up thy flocks and thine herds. They shall eat up thy vines and thy fig trees. They shall impoverish thy fenced cities, wherein thou trustest with the sword. They put their trust in the enemy, and the enemy devoured them. Those cities were fortified. And so they put their trust in fortified sin, didn't they? They fortified themselves with sin, thinking all along, somehow, that they were self-righteous. They were going to make it. They were okay. I'm walking in the strength and power of God. I go to church every Sunday. I sit in the pew every Sunday. I pay my tithe once in a while. Some don't even pay their tithes. They rob God. But that's between them and the Lord, isn't it? But they rob God. And they busy rob people too. They rob others. They pillage others. They kill, steal, and destroy, doing the devil's work. And it shall come to pass, when ye shall say, wherefore doeth the Lord our God all these things unto us? Then shalt thou answer them, like as ye have forsaken me, and served strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in the land that is not yours. That's what the Lord meant when he said that they would be taken away as bondmen and bondwomen, slaves back to Egypt in ships. Declare this in the house of Jacob. Publish it in Judah, saying, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, have ears and hear not. They have eyes and ears, but they don't even know what they're looking at and seeing and hearing. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence? The Lord's given them an opportunity again. Will ye not, pleading them all the day long with an outstretched arm, pleading with them day and night, repent, repent,
Repent while there's still time. Oh, but the day is coming when there won't be any time left. Just because people go to church doesn't make them a Christian. Any more than going to a hamburger stand makes them a hamburger. Any more than that's the life we live. That's the day and age and hour that we live in today. People are so full of themselves. So full of their own self-righteousness. So full that when something is ever done or said against them, they lash out with a vengeance. They lash out at you, me, with a vengeance, with hatred. Oh, that hatred spewing out of men's mouths today. Hurting and damaging words used to kill and destroy others. Oh. If people could see themselves. Oh, the Lord talks about how foolish they are. How blind and deaf. They see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree? If the sandbar of the sea can hold the ocean back, how much more should we be governed by the grace of God in our own lives? To be held back, to be held in check from sin. Amen? How much more? That it cannot pass it. And though the waves whereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail? Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it? But this people, it says here, hath a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Deuteronomy 21 talks about that. Deuteronomy 21. I'm going to go to 18, I think. Oh, Lord God, help us all. Because of their rebellious heart. Here we go. It says here, now this is talking about those that have rebellion in their hearts. In verse 18, what did they do back then? With those that had rebellion in their hearts. I want you to see how serious it is in God's eyes. If a man have a stubborn and a rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him, will not hearken unto them, then shall the father and his mother lay hold on him, and bring him out unto the elders of the city and unto the gate of his place, right outside the door. And they shall say unto the elders of the city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. And what does the Lord have them do? This is a just reward for those who are rebellious and stubborn. And all the men of his city shall stone him with stones, it says, that he die. So shalt thou put away evil from among you. Put away that stubbornness and that rebellion in your lives. Put it away. God doesn't wink at it. And all Israel shall hear and fear. Put out that TV. Give it a drop kick over the edge. I'd take a hammer to it myself. I don't know how many TVs I threw out before I finally drop kicked it for good over the edge. Just give it a good jackboot. Boom. Crack. Pop. Pop. Pow. Boom. And hear the thing crackle and pop as it hits the bottom of the barrel of that trash can. That's what the Lord wants. But it says here, and all the men of the city shall stone him with stones that he die. So shalt thou put evil away from among you. I have to ask you something. I'm not going to point fingers because I don't know who has what, where, why, and how, and what, and whatever's going on in your lives. But anyone who might have a TV, anyone who might watch wicked videos, or do weird things like that, I would just encourage you to look at this passage and consider what the Lord is saying. And all Israel shall hear and fear. And if a man have committed a sin worthy of death, and he be to be put to death, and thou hang him on a tree. Because you see, to be hung on a tree is a curse. God, Jesus Christ, came in the flesh to be a curse for our sin. He died on that tree, that cross, to be a very substitute so that we wouldn't have to do it. For our sake, he humbled himself. He died on that cross for your sin. Not the other way around. How much more should we be willing to be able to give up just a little? To be willing to give up those things that we harbor, that we hang on to, these things in our life that hold us back and hinder us from living a holy life. I know that the media in this country is hard at work trying to put images on the TV now that would be very explicit. Sexual in orientation. Very graphic. Not only in word, but in deed. And what a shameful thing to think that Christians would have that in their home. Because you see, the Lord died on that cross so that we would be delivered from that bail box. Not only from that bail box, but from the bail bush. Not only from the bail bush, but from Baal itself. From honoring the images of Baal in our lives called sin. Decorated by all the fancies of the world. The luminary things of the world that captures our attention. the little tinsels on the trees, the lights that capture your attention. Amen. Where is the zeal for God? His body shall not remain all night upon the tree. There is no memorial for that body. For the body that sins perpetually, that doesn't go to God to repent. His body shall not remain upon the tree, but thou shalt in the any wise bury him that day. For he that is hanged is accursed of God. That thy land be not defiled, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. That land is your life. Where did I leave off here? Jeremiah 5. I know I was in... Okay, it must be 24. Verse 24. Jeremiah 5:24. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God that giveth rain. Both the former and the latter... Did you see that?
Yeah.
Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God that giveth rain, both the former and the latter in his season. Now I know the world and all those people out there will tell you that's the physical rain. And yeah, there may be a half truth to that. But what are we really talking about? What is the spiritual in this?
Yes.
We are talking about the Holy Ghost that reproves sin, that convinces men and convicts men of sin. He reserveth unto the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. People that hang on to the things of the world. Now, listen. People have a hard time accepting giving things up. But because people hold on to things, good things are withholden from you. Blessings are withheld. Because God's trying to get your attention. God's trying to get your attention on how to get rid of that temptation in your life. And people don't listen and they wonder why they're not being blessed. For among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that setteth snares. They set a trap, they catch men. Beware. Beware. Beware of people that tickle your ears, that speak only good things to you, that say all is well. God is love. There is nothing to worry about. Your sins are forgiven. All is well. No, it's not. Because you see, God is angry at sin every day. God is angry at sin every day. And those that commit sin every day, as a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Now the Holy Ghost reproves sin, doesn't he? Where is that truth that people seek after? People claim they want to know truth, but yet they sin perpetually. Yet they don't look at themselves and find out, Lord God, what is it that causes me to continue to sin? Lord, help me to see myself. Help me to bewail that sin in my life so that I can throw it away like that dirty rag. Lord God, that self-righteousness. Amen? They are waxen fat. They shine, yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. Did you see that? They overlook it. Their judge is not the right just cause of a righteous judgment. No. They overlook those things that are righteous. They give heed to those things that are wicked and evil. And cause the fatherless, yet they prosper. And the right of the needy do they not judge. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and a horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means. And my people love to have it so. And what will ye do in the end thereof? That is the question. What will people do in the end? There's going to be a lot of surprised people on that day. They walk around, they think that they're saved, and they're not. Because they haven't fully repented. They never really gave everything up for God. They wanted to hang on to the things of the world. Like the tentacles of an octopus. That will bring them back into the world. That will get a hold of them and suck them back in. Why don't we go to 2 Timothy 4:3 real quick. Why? Why do people do that? Why is that? Why? It says here, fourth, why don't we start in verse 2? Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove and rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. So it ain't me, folks. The word of God says to do it. This is the word of God entreating people to come back. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust they shall heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And what did I say about the truth? They shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. These are the things that people are not aware of oftentimes. You know why? Because they've given way to the lust of the flesh, to itching ears. They've been deceived by the deceitfulness of sin in their life. I want to go to now. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. I guess that should work for my title. Because in verse 16 it says what? Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. That is the Lord asking and entreating people. Go back. Go back. Go back to the days when the real men of God, the prophets, Puritans, preachers, pastors, would all preach Jesus. They weren't preaching your best life now, like the Joel Osteens of the world. They have their gold streets now with the Creflo Dollars of the world telling them, I want my gold streets now. I want it now. And running through the money on the side, on the altar. Running through that pile of money that they throw at his feet. No, no. Go all the way back until you get to the feet of Jesus, where he says, I am the way, the life, and the truth. No man cometh unto me. No man cometh unto the Father. Jesus and God, except through His Son, Jesus. Jesus was the one that God honored to die on the cross. He was the only one available to open the seals, found worthy to open the seals, the blood found worthy to save our souls, to cover those sins, to cover those putrefying sores in our lives, to cover that death, that sin in our life that brings us to the very pit of hell unless we repent. Go all the way back.
Praise
to the very feet of Jesus and kneel.
Praise
you have pastors that will preach on the altar of Baal, the altar of prosperity today, the altar of compromise today, when Jesus all along said, I have called you to die that you might find life in me. Find ye the old path. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Where is the remedy? Oh, I'll tell you what the remedy is. If you go to Jeremiah 8:22. Jeremiah 8:22, what does it say there? Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? I can tell you why they haven't found the balm of Gilead. It's because they haven't found the blood of Christ on their lives. The balm of Gilead is the blood of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
The great physician is Jesus.
Amen.
Who heals those wounds and who heals that sickness in your life. That's the great physician. That's the balm of Gilead. Go ye and find the old path. Let's go back to the basics. Start over. Go back to where it all began. At the feet of Jesus. Don't listen to these prosperity teachers and preachers, these false goats dressed up in a suit. Oh, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Christ. Hebrews 9:22, what does it say there? All things purged by the with blood. And without shedding of blood is no remission. There is no remission without the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ. Because it says in verse 20, this is the blood of the testament, which God hath enjoined unto you. What was that? That was that hyssop and that wool that Moses spoke of. That cleansing hyssop. Amen. Let's go back to the old path. Find the old path. Repent. Come clean with God. Get rid of all that garbage and filth in your life that causes that fermentation of sin to build, to stink and rot. Get rid of it. All of it. And there, after that surgery, after that wound, you'll find the balm of Gilead. That the blood of Christ, that healing blood, will cleanse and heal every wound, every scar. Amen. Praise God. I didn't really have anything mapped out today, so that's really the first time I haven't had things sort of mapped out. I just ask the Lord to continue to help me in that area. Appear to be led by the Spirit of God. I hope that truly you guys were fed today. I hope that people that online were fed today. And look, it ain't me. Don't look at me. But rather look to Jesus. Jesus. Jesus Christ. The one true God. Who is able to forgive. To cleanse and wash. Like hyssop and wool. To make your soul white again. To give you white raiment again. Amen. Go to Him. Look to Him. The one true Savior God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Him crucified. Amen? But He didn't stay crucified, He rose again. Therein is the victory. The victory over sin, death, and hell. Amen? We have the victory. Matter of fact, why don't we sing that? By the way, Shirley has had an issue with her hand there, and somehow the Lord's been able to really do a work with her hand to where she can actually play a piano. Telling you, the Lord is able to make things possible. Amen.
Amen. Praise you, Lord.
121. Is that? Do we have the printouts for that song, Faith? Is the victory 121, the printouts? I think we do somewhere there. And do you have more up here if anyone needs? Shirley, do you have yours ready to roll? Or you... Okay. It's called Faith is the Victory. Okay, praise God. I don't know if I'm going to need my... this or not, just in case. Well, praise God. Let's just give glory to God and give Him all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And I just want to encourage people. By the way, say thank you to Carla and Chuck for bringing those veggies downstairs. Awfully kind of you. They huge cucumbers and all that. But just want to say thank you for that. It's awfully kind. And why don't we just go ahead now and sing that song, Faith is the Victory. Amen.
Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise and press the battle there. The night shall veil the glowing sky. Against the foe in veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. His banner over us is love, our sword, the word of God. We tread the road the saints above with shouts of triumph try. By faith they like a whirlwind's breath swept on o'er every field. The faith by which they courage death is still our shining shield. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find drawn up in dread array. Let tents of ease be left behind and onward to the fray. Salvation helmet on each head with truth then girt about. The earth shall tremble beneath our tread, the echo with our shout. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To Him that overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels He shall know His name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' country name. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. A glorious victory that overcomes the world. Our faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. A glorious victory that overcomes the world. All be dismissed unto prayer, but please feel free to stick around and pray. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.